Hello, and welcome to Tim's Take On. And as part of a move to take this show forward for the future, this week it's a TV rather than a movie review. Up next will be a short trailer, and then after that there will be a Skype call between me and my friend Sonia Preston as we review the first episode of Little Britain, USA.
Since 1776, they've waited to bring class, culture, and dignity back to America.
Are you fat because you're a lesbian, or are you a lesbian because you're fat?
Little Britain, USA.
I'm now joined on the line on Skype by my friend Sonia Preston. Now, I know it's 6 days, but I thought we should finally get round to doing our review of Little Britain, USA's Episode 1. Now, looking through my notes I made on the episode, it was about 60% new characters. What did you think of the new characters, Sonia?
Yeah, I thought they were good. Very funny.
Did you have a favourite amongst the new characters?
One of my favourites was the one where the lady thought that her dog was talking to her.
Oh, this was Phyllis.
Yeah.
I thought there's a lot of potential in that character. She seemed like she could be quite a good running gag throughout the series.
Yeah.
We got a few of the old favourites. Lou and Andy showed up near the beginning with a sketch not entirely dissimilar to ones we've had in Little Britain UK. Now, I know one of your favourite characters is Marjorie Dawes. What did you think of her taking on Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, that was quite funny. Not one of her funniest sketches, but yeah, it was okay.
I think my favourite of the new characters, although I don't know how they're going to expand on him, was the US cop with his table full of guns, who seemed to be as obsessed with guns as the sort of people he's meant to be keeping off the streets.
Yeah, that was quite funny.
And Bing Gordon was quite good too, but I don't know how they're going to keep him going, because it's a retired astronaut, and that appears to be his comedy value, that the only thing he's ever done in life is land on the moon. And so it was constantly repeated in the sketch, have any of you landed on the moon?
The emphasis on the fact that he'd walked on the moon.
Yeah.
You remember, he looked at the various boys and said, have you walked on the moon? And then got to the boy in the wheelchair and went, have you rolled on the moon?
Well, I guess we should finish on the last sketch, because this was Bubbles DeVere, who I thought transferred quite easily over to the States, because as someone who's very rich, she could probably go and live over there for ages if she wanted to. But no, she was having no luck at all at gambling, and so, well, everything went on the table in the end.
That wasn't really, to me, one of her funniest sketches either.
No, she's definitely been better in the past. But overall, then, we're going to stick with it, aren't we? We'll watch episode 2, because we know that even though they're bringing in all these new characters, we know that the old ones are coming back. For example, we haven't seen our favourite teenager.
Oh, yes. Vicky Pollard.
Yes.
Yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no, but.
Yeah, yeah, but, no, but, yeah, but, no, but. From what little I gather, she's been sent to some kind of brat camp. So it'll be interesting to see how she contends with that.
Yeah. So,
well, I guess that finishes our review.
Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to me and Sonia's views on episode one of Little Britain USA. Sorry that the review had to end a little bit abruptly. It's because we had a bit of a technical problem with Skype. Sonia's been having a few problems with things like Skype at the moment because she is in dire need of a new headset. So I'll see you on the next Tim's Take On, which will probably be a film review.